What's going on, FA Nation? John Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Monday's five-game main slate. James, five-gamer today kicks off at 3 p.m. because it is Martin Luther King Day, so we get a day of afternoon basketball, a shorter slate. There is basketball going on throughout the day, so there are various showdown slates. There's a two-game slate on DraftKings as well, but we're focusing here on the main five-game slate, and it's kind of an interesting one. You know, we looked at it a little bit before we went live here. There's only three players over $10,000. Two of them are on our back-to-back, and Steph Curry and Julius Randle. Pascal Siakam's at 10K. The Warriors being on a back-to-back, they've been sitting some of their guys. They already ruled out Klay Thompson. Steph Curry's just coming back from his injury. He could be sitting on this back-to-back. Andrew Wiggins just coming back from his illness. He could be sitting on this back-to-back. So there's still a lot of uncertainty, it feels like, surrounding the Warriors on this slate. There's a lot of key guys that are questionable, like Lauri Markkanen, Fred VanVleet, and such like that, that are questionable for today. So this one, even though it starts at 3 and it's just 5 games, it feels like it'd get a little messy by the time tip-off comes.
Yeah, this feels quite disgusting, but, you know, we chug along, 5-game slate, regardless of who's in, who's out, we'll put some content out there. I know you already have the playbook out now, yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting by the time 3 o'clock Eastern rolls around who's actually playing. The good thing is we'll know most news. I know, you know, there's the Minnesota game locking up 4, but maybe we will have that early enough. In terms of Vegas, I mean, the Warriors-Washington game is interesting, 233.5. Washington 2-point favorites at home. Makes you think a little bit there, John, as you mentioned. Something that you and I were speculating last week, and then, you know, we saw Giannis sit, and we saw some other
dominoes. Janet Brown sat out for Boston.
Yeah, Janet Brown sat out. Yeah, Boston, right. And then the other notable spread is the Minnesota-Utah spread, and Minnesota 2-point favorites at home. So not a lot of, like, real interesting stuff going on. Every spread is typically, like, pretty close, and but the only the two over the two.
Yeah, there's not a ton of value on this slate, at least yet, either. So, you know, we're going to need some guys.
Well, that could change on a dime with how many people are
right
in front of this.
So we'll need to see some guys get ruled out for some value, but we'll we'll go to the point guard position here. Steph Curry's at 10-4. Has a crazy usage rate without Klay Thompson on the floor this year. It's over 34%. It's 1.4 fantasy points per minute. But he hasn't really been great since coming back from his injury here. He certainly hasn't been worth the $10,400. But, you know, if he does play today against Washington and guys are going to be out for Golden State, then there's at least some interest here. Because when you're looking at the guys on this slate, maybe one or two have his ceiling potential, you know, to kind of go off and lead the slate in fantasy points today. So, if you're looking at a core to build around, you know, you could certainly go Curry, but current form Curry hasn't been anybody I want near my fantasy lineups. CJ McCollum's at $9,600. He's been good, no Zion, but he gets a really, really tough matchup on the road against Cleveland. So I don't know if I want to go ahead and throw $9,600 there. Trae Young's been better. No Kyle Lowry, so maybe that's an interesting spot for him here. And then Jalen Brunson's at 8,500 playing almost every minute of every game right now. RJ Barrett back hasn't really impacted him at all, but he's on a back-to-back after playing 42 minutes yesterday against Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can obviously play Curry in tournaments. You mentioned no Klay. We don't know the statuses of anyone else. So I think Curry's in play for tournaments. I really can't get McCollum at that price. You mentioned Trey has been fine. I think he's just that again. But I do think Brunson, if you're going to look at above 8K, is the guy. Do we need to look above 8K? I don't know. I don't necessarily think so. Darius Garland's, like, continuously getting cheaper and cheaper, and I know he struggled last game, but we know the Darius Garland ceiling at times. So if Van Vliet plays, 7,600 is a really good price for him too. So, I think Brunson is the guy for me over 8K. Curry in tournaments, and then move on down the list.
Yeah, for me, this when I was going over to the slate doing the playbook, the one thought that kept popping into my head was like, well, there aren't really guys that have really high ceilings, right? So, like, Garland has a high ceiling. We've seen it. We know it. But there's a lot of guys here that just kind of give you 35 fantasy points, right? Like, there's a couple of guys that we'll talk about, obviously. But, you know, this feels like a fair and balanced lineup day where you're going to throw a bunch of guys that maybe on average are giving you 4.5x, you know, on their price points. And that could be good enough. You know, if you build them around one guy that goes for 6 or 7x, and you got a bunch of guys going for 35 fantasy points today, you know, like D'Angelo Russell kind of fits into that mold. Oladipo, even with Hero back, probably still going to play a lot of minutes. Van Vliet, if he's active on the other side, could be good at $7,600. He's questionable to play today. You know, Gabe Vincent's been playing 40 minutes back-to-back games, giving you 40 fantasy points in those. Lowry still being out, he's probably set for a good amount of minutes. I mean, again, you can throw Monty Morris in there, especially if Bradley Beal doesn't play at 48. But I don't really love anything else, right? I mean, like, guys have to be ruled out for a Noel or feels like a Sexton or Goodwin to have really any value here.
I'm definitely interested in the Miami situation and how like fluid it could be. I know Lowry's out, but I think getting Hero back definitely takes some interest off of like Gabe Vincent now that he's over 5k for me personally.
Does it? I know he's been great. Or does it impact
Oladipo? I mean, it could impact like any of them. I don't know because yeah. Tyler Hero plays a lot of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Stress has been playing 40. Vincent played 40. Oladipo was playing 30.
It's very hard to like pinpoint who it's going to impact. I mean, we also earlier in the year, like it's kind of hard to use as a sample because we didn't have Oladipo in the mix either. Like,
right.
I assume Struess is going to see us take a step back, and I assume Vincent would take a step back if I were to guess. Like, I think a full strength Oladipo sees the minutes over Vincent. But we don't know that. Vincent's also been playing lights out, right, over the last
Vincent
few years,
more of their backup point guard than Oladipo, too, right?
Yeah.
Was more to the
yeah.
team, so.
I mean, but also, like, to my they, like, they have Hero as their potential point guard. Sure. They can use Jimmy as their point guard. Like, they have options there.
Yep.
Sexton, I kind of like in tournaments. 24 minutes on the first game back, and you did mention it. Was without Conley, and that's worth mentioning. But like,
yeah, they started NAW in that game. So
started NAW. NAW, did he do anything?
Yeah, he played 29 minutes.
29 minutes. Yep. And Sexton's played 24 minutes a game all year. So like, we know what he can do in that time. And we're talking about like lack of value. That is something. I guess. Did Monty Morris play against the Knicks?
No.
He didn't play either.
Yeah, they started Goodwin. Okay. Yeah, they started. Okay. He was out. Goodwin yeah. played 26 minutes, but he's back.
Yeah, I was looking at DeLon Wright too. He played 25 yeah. minutes in each of the last two.
Yep. No, he said dealing with a hamstring, but he's off the injury report today. Again, the big news there is Bradley Beal's questionable. So,
okay.
Not that I would think Beal comes back and immediately plays a bunch of minutes because he had a hamstring injury himself, but obviously he'll impact rotations there.
This feels like an Alvarado spot. And I say that only because his peskiness defensively needed on Garland to end.
I mean, Mitchell. He's playing the minutes,
right.
And he's definitely not afraid to take shots. I mean, he went against Detroit, and he started that game 0-for-7 shooting, and he just kept on going out there and taking shots. So, no, I don't disagree for 4K on a slate like this. If he gives you the 20 fantasy points, you're loving it. So, I'm fine with it.
That's probably it for me. I don't know I know you can't wait for Ricky Rubio to be playing like 18,
yeah.
19
I mean, they probably won't ever get there, but no, well, yeah, we can dream. Shooting guard position here, Donovan Mitchell's at $9,200. Again, did an underdog draft, took Donovan Mitchell against Minnesota, 26 fantasy points. I just can't get him right. Like it doesn't.
You are. It is actually
literally can't.
There needs to be a study. They need to do a study on you. And the nights that Donovan Mitchell is in your lineup and why it happens every time.
At Minnesota should have been just an absolute smash spot. He played 37 minutes. He took 16 shots and went at 26 fantasy points.
Dude, rivalry that like all of us are going like this ride that all of us at Fantasy Slime are going on with you again and Donovan
It's been like
Mitchell
5 years.
Like, dude, it has been an absolute wild ride. Because if somebody was like recording pot, like going back and like getting clips of like every time you mentioned Donovan Mitchell, like it is actually a 100% fail rate.
Yeah, fail rate.
100%.
Yeah, it does.
Like for 5 straight years.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm like, yeah, I'm in an underdog draft. He was like my second pick. I'm like, I'm feeling good. If I got like 60 out of Donnie Mitch against Minnesota today, like let's ride. Nope.
And he does have such a nuts ceiling. Yeah. And his spot, it's another really good spot.
It is, yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. About $9,200. We talked about it. Again, I don't know if this is small slate pricing or what. I think it is, but Anthony Edwards goes from 9K to 83. He hasn't been 8,300 since November 30th, he was $8,000. That was the last time he was this cheap. He went up to 8,600 the next slate, and he was over 9K basically ever since. So $8,300 for Anthony Edwards, assuming he plays. He's dealing with hip soreness.
Hasn't missed a game.
Right? Yeah. He was even ruled out in a game and then came back in the fourth quarter. And he got 20 points. So,
like, led the team in scoring after missing two full quarters.
Yeah. So, yeah, listen, that's a core play today. Anthony Edwards is going to be locked into a lot of lineups at $8,300 if he's active today. So, definitely be in on that. What are your thoughts on Hero here? Do you think he just jumps back in and plays 30 minutes? I mean, dealing with an Achilles that missed him of 3 or 4 games here or 5, whatever it was it says here. Missed 3 straight and 4 of the last 5. So, but he's back in. We know this guy shoots. He gets on the floor. He takes 20 shots. So, $8,200. Like, do you, if he's, you're worried at all about any limitations here for him?
So, he sprained the ankle on November 4th, and then he didn't return until the 23rd. So, he had 19 days off, and he played 29 minutes upon returning. 2 days later, he played 40 minutes.
So, no. You're good.
So, it looks like it's 30 plus, and like, see how he's feeling, right? Like, sure. Like, it's like, all right, and that was 3 weeks off. This is 8 days off. So,
yeah, yep.
Probably not.
So you could start a lineup with Edwards and Hero today, and have two guys that could go for 50. So you're feeling probably decent there. Jordan Poole, same thing, $7,900. You already know Clay's out, and they could have. You mentioned it. Washington's a home favorite today.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it feel like other guys may be sitting. So
no, Golden State. Did I say Golden State?
You said
State?
Washington was our
sorry.
Home favorite.
Washington getting two. Okay, sorry. Getting Washington two. Okay. Getting two. Sorry.
Still a close spread though. Still a closer spread. All right. Well, still, if guys are in, guys are out. You know, Poole's at least starting for Clay. So $7,900 for him. He also, without Klay Thompson on the floor this year, 33% usage rate, 1.14, I think it is, or 1.17 fantasy points per minute. It's in the playbook, the number there, but still really strong upside for him at 79. I can't play Bradley Beal if he's active, but I love the price on Bradley Beal. I hope like he stays under 8K for a couple of slates, and maybe we get some of that action a little bit later when we know he's full strength. Clarkson, if there's no Lori, we saw him go for 57, 40, and 46 the last 3 games. So he'll be a lock and load play. He might be a lock and load play just anyways, given the matchup. We've been playing it with Lori this year, and he's been great. So, you know, it just doesn't really impact all that much. And then we get into a tier with a bunch of guys that, like, some we've talked about, but, you know, OG at 64 has been okay. Quickly still playing a bunch of minutes, even with Barrett back. Bogdan didn't play the other day, but obviously not on the injury report today. Gary Trent has been really good. And Struss has been playing a bunch of minutes, but we think that he's probably going to get impacted by Hero here.
Yeah, I think, like, this tier can go to hell. No offense to anyone in it. You're all great basketball players. You're obviously in the 1% of the world. I mean, you tell me, like, is there Gary Trent probably in tournaments? And then, like...
Yeah, Trent.
What else can you trust in this?
Yeah, Trent in tournaments. I mean, you can't trust really anything. I mean, even Gary Trent the other day only played 20 minutes for whatever reason.
Right.
I don't even know why. Why did he play 20 minutes?
I don't have the answer. Yeah, why?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows why he played 20.
He still would have hit the over on the steals prop probably.
Probably. Do you have three?
3 steals in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yep. again, like Quickly, I think Quickly might actually be okay here.
He's playing 34 minutes. Dude,
I mean, the Barrett's back, and he's played 26, 32, 34. So, you know, he's probably, again, he's a little bit too expensive for what his fantasy points have been, but, you know, he's been steady at least, you know, so mm-hmm. you can kind of give him a floor because there's no value on this slate again, right? Like, I know you've, like, mentioned, I mean, not even anymore. Coro only played 15 minutes, but he played 29 the game before that. But, like, there's nothing here.
Trey Murphy, 34 and 35 minutes last two games. Yeah, like,
he's been better, but I just don't like the matchup for him, you know?
I know. It's a crappy matchup. I think he's just, like, the only...
Kispert played 36, but he...
Yeah, I guess.
He had to hit Kispert. His shots. He's taken 11 total shots in the last two games, so, like...
He doesn't, yeah. I mean, that's Kispert is your low volume. If I take a dart and hits three threes, I have a chance, like a return. Mm-hmm. But if he goes 1 for 3, as we saw in Oklahoma City, or if he goes 2 for, like, he needs to hit shots.
Beasley's always a tournament play.
Yep, always a tournament. Yeah, always a tournament. Okay. And he's been starting last few games. I know there's been injuries involved, but, like, if there's no marketing, he's just going to start again.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, small forward. Again, Laurie's here at 94. Would hope he plays. I would love some Laurie.
Would you play him? Yeah, I would play him.
Yeah, I'd play him. I went for 52 fantasy points against Minnesota in the second game.
His free throws, I don't know, like, is there more random free throw, like, output than Laurie Markkanen?
Like, there, I mean, yes. You scroll the box score, right? 21, 14, 4, 3, 13, 15, 12, 3, 3, 13, 3, 4, 10.
Dude, 1, what? 10.
2-9.
What? Like, what's the discrepancy? Like, where is the discrepancies? Like, where?
You know, I have no idea. Like, I got nothing. He should, but insane. Honestly, like, be that guy, right?
Yeah.
Be that guy for us, you know? Like, we talk about it all the time, but, like, what elevated Jason Tatum to, like, an 11K player? It's because he was taking a whole bunch of free throws, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
On nights where your shot doesn't go to the rim. Get to the line.
Dude, James Harden has made a living off that. Like, people hate James Harden, and people can hate on him all he wants, and people are probably like, oh, he's having a down year, and he's scoring, like, 20.
They had to change the rules because of James Harden.
I know.
He was the one initiating contact and getting the foul calls, and they were like, we can't do this anymore. Harden's taking 28 free throws a night.
He's pretty, I would say, you know, for people who hate on Harden, pretty smart. Pretty smart basketball player, I'd say.
Listen, yeah, I would agree with you. I also appreciate him for hitting his 3-point prop before halftime last night.
Shout out James Harden.
Oh, only 2.5. It's like no one's paying attention. He's 40% 3-point shooter over the last month. Just knocked them all down. No Pat Bev.
Skinny Harden's a dude. Harden's different, dude. Easy work. Skinny Harden's different.
All right, Markkanen, I love. I would love to start a lineup with Markkanen and Edwards today and just, like, let it ride. Kuzma, 88, I don't know, man. I mean,
tournaments.
Scored 40 actual the other day, but, like, that's not going to happen again, is it? Like, I don't know.
Kuzma is very random.
So expensive.
He's very random. Triple doubles.
Yeah, make him 7,800. I'm more interested. Oh, man. What to do with Scotty Barnes? I think we played him against Charlotte, right? He had 25 fantasy points, and he's done 49, 47, 53 around that. So
we got a we touted him heavily in that first Charlotte matchup, and then we got on the pod and we're like, "This
no
is
one's gonna play
absolutely
this
a spot that he goes for 50, and nobody plays him, and that's
what he has not played well against New York this year. He's 3 for 20 shooting. He's averaging just 19 fantasy points.
That's bad. I mean, they can only get better.
Who is locking him up?
It can only get better.
Like, is Randall? Is Randall his, like, just?
He was
one for ten
on December 21st.
Yeah, he's 2 for 10 on the other day. Yeah. Like, tournaments, obviously, but I mean, like, what version? It feels like at least 25 fantasy points is probably the floor.
Yeah,
but you know,
I'd play him. I would in current form, like,
outside Van Vliet, he's probably like the pseudo point guard. We didn't talk about Malachi Flynn too. If No Van Vliet, Flynn probably starts, and he would
And if they don't start him and they do something weird,
Coloco, and
it wouldn't be surprising either because that's what Nick Nurse does. Yeah. He does weird stuff all the time.
He's their first round pick, right, Koloko? So he's there. Barrett at 69. Again.
So did they get, I guess they gave Quickly his minutes, huh? Yes. Against Detroit?
Yeah. 5 minutes against five fouls against Washington. He played 32 minutes. He played played 41 minutes off the rip, coming back from his injury.
Thibodeau is never going to change.
No, I guess it was only a finger injury, right? He had a cutter on his finger laceration, yeah. Kept him out for 6 games. So he obviously needed stitches on that thing. But yeah, played 41 minutes off the rip. You can go here if you want. He played one game against Toronto this year. He played 45 minutes. So.
He's from.
Yeah, he's Canadian too, right?
I know it's in New York, but like, you know, that's his hometown team.
I don't know if we can trust Najee Marshall in this spot. I mean, he's been really good. He's been really good, but I don't know. Cleveland, they're such a bad team to play against.
I know, it's brutal. I feel like I'd rather just play like the cheaper guys, like Murphy or Herb, if Herb plays.
Sure.
You know, like just because they don't have, like, I don't need 30 fantasy points out of Najee Marshall, but Najee Marshall has been just putting up 30 fantasy points.
Yeah, I do.
Regardless of matchup.
Friday night, we took the over. We here at Fantasy Alarm with our Prize Picks video, we took the over 23.5 on the points and
points
rebounds. Over 22.5.
Oh, got nailed it.
On the points and rebounds. If you want to go check the box score.
He got
fouled at 15 seconds left in the game, missed the first free throw, and made the second free throw to go hit the over for us.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Never in doubt. Just like Kawhi Leonard the other day on our underdog play of 7 rebounds, got the Marcus Morris missed attempt at 4 seconds left in the game for an offensive rebound to hit the over. So,
hell yeah.
Always love those sweats. Watching, refreshing game casts, see, you know, take foul and see Najee Marshall at the line,
right,
needing just 1 point, and he clanks the first, and you're like, what is going on here?
I do have a question. Would you play
Kyle Anderson?
No, I was thinking Wiggins.
Listen, if he's in, I put him in the playbook.
They've been in blowouts, right? Like, he comes back, plays 19 minutes, then 29 minutes the second game, but then it's like,
it's just the back-to-back for me.
Yeah, it's the back-to-back, but like,
he runs into the
Vucevic game,
yeah,
which, you know, nothing you can do, and they only plays 29 minutes. I'm just 1.1 fantasy points per minute without Clay.
No, I love him. I
think 24% usage. It's like, no one's, if there's like, if they're death taxes, nobody in the fantasy industry ever plays Andrew Wiggins, no matter what.
I know. No, listen, I put him in the playbook. If he's in, I'm in. If he's in, I'm in. $6,600. It's a great price. Also, like DBV here, he's going to get run no matter what.
Yep.
Especially with no Clay in at 54. Going to be probably super popular. Again, Kyle Anderson, I think, is in a good spot here. I wish he would shoot more, but that's just his game. He doesn't take shots. But he does everything else. 5-4-3-2. I mean, look at those five blocks and steals. I mean, like, it's there at 52. If you want a guy that will just be on the floor run suicides, Quentin Grimes out there for 35 minutes tonight. 37 minutes last night, 20 fantasy points. So they will not play Cam Reddish. They're insistent on playing Quentin Grimes.
Yep.
147 lock and load play for me. Just I don't even care about the Miami matchup. Just the price makes a lot of sense to kind of get him in your lineup there. Jalen McDaniels, if you want to go there, you can. 4,600. If there's no Gobert, maybe that's even a little bit of a better spot for him against Utah. I don't know. What else do you think? Like, Talon Horton Tucker played 28 minutes. I guess Lowry, he's the guy.
He didn't start, but So they've been playing. I played that slate and I took a shot on Ogbaji,
sure,
who was their first round pick this year, who's been shooting really well, and it didn't work out. He was terrible. But I think if he shot well, he probably gets the minutes over THT. But THT was really good, so I think if things play out the same way, like no marketing, probably THT. But again, I do think that there's some merit in, like, if you're not, if you're playing single entry, because I think you'd be crazy, but if you're playing multiple lineups, Agbaji isn't the worst pivot off of Talon Horton Tucker. He's a really good shooter, like really, really good. That was what he was touted for coming out of college. And in spurts, he has been good. And if you look at the minutes, 18 plus in 6 straight games. So like they're clearly like starting to give him more. We saw him play 26 minutes the other night against Orlando. So interesting pivot off of THT. And then we know Torian Prince is like a guy too.
Yep.
That plays mid-20s minutes if he's in the lineup.
Yeah, if he's in the lineup, I'm in. Here. Thoughts on Dyson Daniels? He's starting for Herb Jones, played 25 minutes in back-to-back games.
Dyson Daniels is fine. I would put him in that like category with Prince and Agbaji and Talon Horton Tucker. Like they're all like the same player.
Sure. Power forward position then. We go Randall's at 10-3, broke the slate yesterday, 71 fantasy points. Actually broke the slate. I say that, but actually it's only a showdown slate. They played one.
Broke the showdown. Needed him in your slate. Captain. Needed him in your captain.
Needed him in the captain spot. 42-15. I mean, listen, we were obviously a little worried about Barrett coming back in his shot attempts and, you know, 41 and 47 fantasy points the last couple games before that. And you're like, you can't really pay 10-5 for it. Detroit was just such a smash spot for him.
Detroit's terrible.
But he's had really good success here against the Knicks against Toronto as well. 53 fantasy points in 2 games, averaging 31 and 12. I guess it's just, do you worry about the back-to-back for him playing 40 minutes yesterday in an afternoon game and then coming right back and playing another afternoon game? You know, they're traveling. They went from Detroit back to New York. Not a big deal, but, like, still some travel involved here. You know, he's no stranger to playing, big minutes on back-to-backs. He actually played against Toronto second night of a back-to-back and went for 30 and 13. So, I mean, You can go. I don't know if I'm going to though.
I think that's how I would phrase it too. Like I think he's in play, firmly in our player pool. But is he like the top spend up? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Zinger at 91 against Golden State, I like, even though the numbers for him have been down a bit. Butler gets Hero back here, which Ann kind of like throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into this Miami team. Tough. You know, it's just, he doesn't always shoot enough as it is. Maybe his assists go up. But I mean, no Lowry and his assists are gone. Like, he's just
I don't know,
like,
what's going on.
I don't really know what's happening with the nine for Butler 9K. So, again, tournament play, good spot against Atlanta. He can always just decide to take over a game. You know, like, he's that guy.
He is so weird when it comes to that. Like, he's so weird.
He's just preserving his energy for the playoffs. That's just what he's realized that he doesn't have to be LeBron right now, right? Where, you know, LeBron has to physically carry the Lakers to victories. You know, Butler can if he has to, but he's not going to.
I mean, they're the 7 seed, so they need to, you know, I'm not saying they're not going to make it, but like,
they've been without so many guys this year. So like, they're just like taking it easy, I think.
That's Brooklyn. If they were to win like the play-in tournament, that's Brooklyn in the first round. Like, you don't want Brooklyn in the first round.
You would at least not think you'd want Brooklyn in the first
round. Right.
Sure. Mobley at 63 is fine. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that his price has actually been this low the last couple of slates. I just remember him being like 7K and like, there's no way I'm playing Mobley, but at 63, if he's going to give me 33 fantasy points, he falls into that range.
Yeah, it's fine.
Good spot for him there. If Draymond plays at 62, I mean, the steals have been back for him, which is nice. You and I were complaining about that earlier in the year with Draymond, where it's like, where's the defensive numbers for him? They were just gone. But you know, 8 steals now in the last 2-3 games, rather. You kind of need that because he's not giving you anything else outside.
He's not scoring. 8 points is a miracle to even see.
Yeah, so 62, you can if you want. I don't know about Collins here against Miami. No. It's a tough spot. Vanderbilt doesn't play enough minutes, but always a tournament play, a little revenge.
Revenge narrative. Yeah. He's averaging 33 fantasy points against them.
Yeah. Yep, 25 minutes, 33 fantasy points. 8 points, 12 boards, 3 steals. Nas Reed, again, if there's no Gobert, we know he's going to be very popular.
Yeah, he'll be he'll probably be like the chalkiest play of the slate.
What do we got? Do we have Kuminga coming back here? We didn't play.
I just think there's no, I just don't think Golden State has an injury report, so yeah. out, so they just list everyone questionable.
Sure. I don't know after this, though. I mean, maybe Larry Nance is a dart throw. You know, he's going to play around 20 minutes.
Probably same for Lamb.
Yeah, Lamb.
Because no Clay out, so we'll probably see extra minutes out of Lamb.
Yep, I agree.
Other than that, I don't know. Boucher is like a random dart.
If Van Vliet's out and they go with a different rotation, then Boucher could certainly like be a guy.
Good luck guessing that, right? Good luck guessing the 15 minutes compared to the 10. We know Song and Dance has been – this is as old as time with Boucher. Like, it's a nightmare trying to figure out his minutes.
Yeah, so that's it about power forward. I don't think I'd go any much lower than, like, Jalen McDaniels here. So. Center, Siakam, 10K. I don't mind going Siakam again.
He's in the Randall category, right? Like, yeah. It's like you can get there for sure.
But he's averaging 58 fantasy points in two games against the Knicks. I think this is a good matchup for him because, like, Mitch Rob can't defend him on the wing, right? So it's like
he had 52 actual against them in the first matchup.
Yeah.
So he didn't do anything the most recent time they played, but he's also in like this. Like he's been good, but like statistically, like there's not like double digit rebound games. The assists have been like, and he's not getting steals where like I feel like he used to be better in all these categories. He's just like scoring more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help us at 10K. We need everything. Like this is like when Domantas Sabonis was 10-6 last night, it's like, well, you need a triple double out of Sabonis because he doesn't get blocks and steals. So we kind of need.
Yeah, he hasn't had 50 fantasy points since December 29th. So.
You know. And again, we both think he can do it, and he's firmly in play. It's just like for me, he fits in the Randall category where like you can definitely get there. They have slate breaking upside, but is it necessary? I'm not totally sure.
Bam's at 87. He's been very good. We should mention Capella's been upgraded to questionable for today, so maybe he's back for Atlanta. You know, he's missed a lot of time, so unlikely he plays full minutes. Right. But does that deter you at all from Bam? Does Hero coming back deter you at all from Bam?
I don't think anything really deters me from this version of Bam. I think Bam's been pretty awesome. So, I think the only thing that would deter me is the price and, like, better options at center.
Yep, I'm with you there. Other guys down in the mid-tier range here, I think they have to give Valanciunas minutes today, right? Like Mobley and
you
Allen.
Allen,
right? You gotta stick him out there for 30.
Dude, he has been awesome.
Yeah.
Of late. Oh. In every matchup that he's played extended minutes, he has been awesome.
Yeah.
So. But
I think you gotta give him the minutes.
I would hope so. I hope so.
Gobert's been really good against Utah, averaging 15 and 18 against them. So can certainly run Gobert if he's active.
Yep.
At 74. Jared Allen at 59, I think is a good price tag. Valanciunas doesn't play defense. He doesn't block shots. No. Like it, no. So I'm good with Jared Allen out there at 59. I think this is a really good price tag, Adam.
I am completely unsure why he's this price.
I think it's a slate size thing. I think they have to make it easier to build a lineup
and the algorithm factoring in the game he left with an injury.
But then again, he's been 61 and 6K the last. But like his price keeps dropping. He goes 49 points, they drop him $100. He goes 34, they drop him $100. So, really like Jared Allen today.
This feels like This feels like a slate where two centers is firmly on the table.
Allen. I can play Mitchell Robinson if you want. He's averaging a double double against Toronto. And then Walker Kessler's on the cover of the playbook today. So, you know, 30 minutes, 27 minutes, 32 minutes, the last three games. There's no Olynyk. Vanderbilt, foul happy, plays 25 minutes, and Markkanen's questionable. Double-digit rebounds in 3 of 4. The fouls have been better for him, which is great. Keeps him on the floor. He had a 7-block game against Orlando.
He's
so like,
nuts. He had 6 against Memphis in 23 minutes, a couple games before that. He's nuts.
In two games against Minnesota, obviously 19 minutes, but 19 fantasy points. He's averaging 2 blocks a game in those two games against Minnesota in 19 minutes. So, obviously, if Gobert plays, that's a tougher spot for him. But You know, if Gobert doesn't play, him versus Naz Reid feels like a big win for Walker Kessler here. So, yeah, I think Kessler's probably in my lineup anyways today.
I feel like the Gobert thing wouldn't – maybe it would impact him offensively, but, like, defensively, like, he'll just be around the rim more. Naz Reid can dribble and, like, shoot.
Sure.
Where, like, Gobert's just going to literally be in the painted area, right? Yeah. Like, he's – that's all he does. So, yeah. I don't know. This feels like a pretty good spot for Kessler either way. Of course, he's going to have four fouls at halftime, but it does feel like a good spot.
Yeah, well, I mean, who knows, right? You have Anthony Edwards just driving into the paint every
day. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to be let down.
They only played Gafford 17 minutes against the Knicks. I'm not really sure why. Two fouls, didn't get hurt, just 17 minutes.
Yeah, because they hate us. They hate the guys that we like, Boucher, Gafford. It just is what it is.
I have no other centers, though.
No, I don't think there's anyone else.
Achiuwa played 28 minutes.
Oh, so maybe that's who would start, where they would just play, they play Precious at center, and
why did he play 28 minutes?
VanVleet left. And Gary Trent.
Only played 20.
VanVleet played 26 minutes, and Trent played 20.
Okay.
So, if they started Precious, 3,300,
that's a
good price.
I agree. Good to know. Both, it's unfortunate both he and Siakam are centers, but all right, let's figure out what we're doing here. We're going, are we spending up on any of the top three guys?
I don't think so.
Okay, where do we begin our lineup then?
I mean, I'm gonna say a name that you don't want me to say.
You say Donovan Mitchell?
I mean, Edwards is for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yep. Edwards at 83 again.
On our board. Like,
I put him in the lineup. I said it. As long as he's in, 8,300 against Utah. I mean,
there's no reason he's this cheap. I don't know. I like Mitchell, but, like, I don't want our subscriber base to just.
If we go Edwards Markkanen, it's 5,300 a player.
We just don't know. Both of them are going to sit today.
We got to build a lineup.
We don't care about that.
That we have, so.
And we'll go Kessler and Walker Kessler at center.
Yeah, Walker Kessler at center. I mean, does Kessler have the highest game total or what?
Yeah, that and
Klay Thompson officially ruled out. We knew that one already. Are we going to get some more information here or what's the deal?
Is that the official news just now?
Yeah.
We should. Then, yeah, we probably should get – we're probably going to get more Golden State.
We'll see.
Unless that was just delayed.
Delayed notification.
Right? Could have been. Yeah, just like he was ruled out last night, and we're getting that note from Underdog Fantasy as of right now. So they could just be
DeAndre 147.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Put him in at the power forward for now. So that gives us 56 for a point guard, forward, and utility. Let's see here. DDV is at 54. Let's go DDV.
Yep. Steph Curry will play.
Okay. Iggy out. Yeah, we're getting all this now here. So
Andre Iguodala out.
All right. If Steph's in, does that change anything for you? Would you take out Markkanen and go Curry Edwards as the top build?
I don't know.
Doesn't actually change in terms of the money we have available. It's about the same. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd rather do that, that's fine. There's probably more value at the forward spots, and plus, it's more. We don't know if Laurie's even gonna play.
Sure.
Curry, we just got official word that Curry is going to play. True. Markkanen didn't even play last game, so, you know, could end up.
And 4 p.m. game, you know, so could.
Yeah, and the late night hammer. Late afternoon hammer.
All right, so I got Curry, Edwards, DDV, Hunter, Kessler. It's 53, about 5,400 a player for a guard, forward, and utility. Did we have, I know there wasn't a lot of value, but did we have anybody down here that you want? You kind of like the dart throw in Alvarado, you said.
I mean, I just think they need him on the floor. And if any time Jose Alvarado's needed, it's against Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland.
Sure.
It feels like a spot where they're like, all right, dude, just play 30 minutes today. Like, good luck out there.
So that's a 6K for a forward and a util.
I mean, Jared Allen's 59.
Yeah, let's go
Allen. I don't know if we wanted to go Jared Allen.
Double center, Allen, 59. And then we get a 6,200 forward.
Draymond, but
Struce, Vanderbilt, Kyle Anderson.
I mean, the answer is easy. If Gobert doesn't play, we just pivot to Naz Reid, and then
we can do a $6,200 guard as well. Oladipo. Do Depot. Quickly.
I want to say yes, and I want to say I don't have any idea what's going to happen with Miami with Tyler Herro back. I know Oladipo's been playing. We've talked about it. Like, Oladipo's been playing 30 minutes, so. I don't know. We can.
If we wanted to go back to Markkanen over Curry, we have $7,200 for a guard position, which is Clarkson. We just game stack Clarkson, Kessler, Markkanen, and Anthony Edwards.
I'm not against it, and there could be more because we're obviously going to pivot to Naz Reid if that news comes out that Gobert's out.
Right. Yep. So is that it? We gonna take out Curry, throw Clarkson back in there, and go Markkanen?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Clarkson, Edwards, DiVincenzo, Hunter, Kessler, Alvarado, Markkanen, and Allen's the lineup here. Playbook's already out. Get us in Discord if you have any questions. Core plays will be out shortly.
3 p.m. lock. Don't forget. 3 p.m. Eastern lock.
Yep. James and I will be back, and we'll talk to you all later.